Well, many young kids around the world dream of playing in the World Cup. Here in the U.S., it's all about becoming a professional basketball or football player. Or, in the case of Murat Kogut, a referee. Our next story comes from StoryCorps, where Murat sat down to talk to his father, Leon, about his journey from Brooklyn to the NBA.
Most kids grow up dreaming that they could hit the game-winning shot of a championship game, but I was the one that said, I want to be the referee that blows the whistle and says the basket was successful. It was weird.
When he told me, someday you're going to be an NBA referee, I said, yeah, of course.
And you were always supportive, no matter what I said. If I told him I wanted to be a ballet dancer, he would say, oh, good. But Mom was totally against it.
She wants to see you as a doctor, as a lawyer, you know.
Her main concern was to marry me off. Who's going to take a guy like that? Who's going to be a referee? What kind of a job is that?
I always remember when you ask me, how many lawyers do you have in this country? That said, I don't know, maybe 3-4 million. How many doctors? I say about 6-7 million doctors. How many NBA referees? I'm going to be one of them. Since that, I said to your mom, don't bother him anymore. He's going to be NBA referee.
My first official game for the NBA. My partner gave me the ball, and I'm the one that got to throw it up to start the game. I was so nervous up until I finally released the ball in the air. I'm like, this is just another game between two teams. Let's go to work. Do you remember when New Jersey played Milwaukee?
The whole family went. A lot of customers went to the game also.
There was a hell of a turnout. They just filled up a whole section, and they were embarrassing me. My partners were looking at them like, all those people are here for you? You have more fans than the players do.
I never miss even one game yet. And watch every game. Doesn't matter if you work in the West and the game starts 10 o'clock, to finish 1 o'clock in the morning, still watch to the last minute. You know, my son is in the arena and he blew the whistle there. It's an incredible feeling, incredible. The dreams come true.
I still go to your barbershop to get haircuts because you give me the family discount. And every time there's a customer, you say, hey, this is my son. And the first things that come out of their mouth is, oh, your father always talks about you.
Of course, I'm proud of you. That's why. We're very, very proud of you. Very proud. All the family proud.
Leon Kogut and his son, NBA referee Murat Kogut, at StoryCorps in New York City.